27 minutes after 5. South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis. Today is the 28th of Dhul-Hijjah 1443. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Dhul-Hijjah 1443. Tomorrow evening after Maghrib, after sunset, then we should be scanning the sky and looking for the new moon and crescent. If it is sighted, then that will usher in the month of Muharram 1444. And if the crescent is not sighted, then Sunday will be the first of Muharram 1444. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, and verses 93, 94, 95. Almighty Allah created each one of us with the ability, capability, capacity that we remain Muslims and people with Iman and faith. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the hadith recorded mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra, that every baby, every child is born on the natural disposition that is on Iman and Islam. Then what happens? That the environment and the parents, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهُوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ, then the parents come and influence the child. They make him a Jew, make him a Christian, make him a fire worshipper, Zoroastrian idol worshipper. So all that happens. So all my Allah teaches us, chapter 21, verse number 93, وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. Almighty Allah created human beings, that all of you have the ability, capacity, that you bring Iman and Islam. But they themselves, this human being, they cut off their affairs and matters among themselves. Somebody chose Christianity and started believing Jesus is God or the Son of God. But he was born, he died according to the Christians, he was crucified, so how can he be God when he himself, you say, was born and died? Obviously, we reject all that as Muslims, that he was crucified and he was killed and so forth. Then you come to the Jutla and the Jews. They made God themselves a racist, and they said everybody else, a Goyim, a Gentiles, a second, third, fourth class citizens, and they are the chosen people of God, but they are cursed and punished till the day of justice, as Almighty Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. Then you have the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, and then they, instead of worshipping God Almighty Allah, they started worshipping the idols, and they say these are intermediaries that will bring us closer to Allah and God. So all this is rejected. Kullun ilayna raji'un. Everyone will return to us. They will have a chance to explain their story, but deep down they know they are guilty, and then they'll be dispatched to the hellfire when they are sane and mature. A person enters paradise, then it is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, and the prerequisite for that is Iman and Islam. And person belongs to any other ism besides Islam, then remember it will be the hellfire if that person is sane and mature, and this is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. An easy example of this will be, that will resonate with you, and that is, you take your calculator and you strike 000. So people are doing good deeds, they will be rewarded here in this world. But there's no digit, there's no number before that. Hence, in the year after death, then there'll be no reward for them. And the Muslim, depending on the quality, quantity of his faith, so he has a number, a digit before the zero. Hence, he or she will be rewarded in this world. That's the bonus and bansela. And the maximum, optimum reward will be granted to them in the year after. Hence, فَمَيَّ عَمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, whosoever does righteous deeds, righteous actions and speech, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, whilst he has iman, you have that firm conviction in Almighty Allah alone, and you believe in all the articles of faith, in the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Quran and so forth. فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيِ, then his efforts will never be rejected, meaning it will be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah, because he believes in Almighty Allah, he committed it following the pattern methodology of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with sincerity for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Wa inna lahu katibun, and we surely are recording his good deeds. Almighty Allah instructs the angels. When a person dies, people in the town, city have died, finish. So those people will never return to that city. How many millions, billions, zillion people have died already? Did anyone return? وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, it is unlawful and unacceptable, meaning that will not happen. For a people in a town or city or country, أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, we decimated them, annihilated them, destroyed them, أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, they will not return to this world. They had their chance, their opportunity. So death is inevitable, and atheists also believe in it. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every living being shall taste death. Let's just carry two stories today, and then you will understand when we speak. We say that Emirates, the leader, MBZ, so he is Murtad bin Zindiq, out of the fold of Islam. Can you ever believe that what they're going to do and what they're proposing? A place where the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime murdered and massacred 51 of our people there in Palestine, occupied Palestine. This Emirati government, Emirates government, Dubai, Abu Dhabi government is going to build a stadium there for the Israelis and the Jutlas. What do you call that? We call that bootlicking. We call this irtidad, pakka murtad, out of the fold of Islam. Allah gave you money, Allah gave you that, and what you went to use it for? To bootlick, remember, the Americans and the Israelis and so forth. Therefore, they are so frightened, that is, the Emirates government. They say, if you're going to attack Iran, and you want the coalition of the Arabs and Israel, then we can't be part of it, because they know in one day Iran will wipe them out. So imagine, so hopeless, useless you are, but you go and give some of your money, build stadiums, all that, where the Israelis are murdering and massacring our Muslims and Palestinians. Shame and disgrace upon you. Then you look at the other murtad, MBS, 100% murtad, remember that. Is the Salafis, they are summum bukmun umyun, hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil. They make like they don't know. So 100% murtad. If you go, I've been to all these places with Allah's help and mercy. If you go towards Madain Salih, where Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam was sent, and you go to Al-Ula, and you go to all these places, so he's building a new city there, Ni'am, and this is the dream city, everything, 75 mile and what and what, there will be the highest towers and highest this, highest that, tallest this. There was a Waliullah. I went to his grave Mubarak also. Bahlul, Dana'i Bahlul, Hakim Bahlul, the wise man. One day Harun Rashid came to him, to Bahlul, the Waliullah, the special friend of Allah. Oh, Sini ya Bahlul, give me some advice. Bahlul said, you Harun Rashid, Rafa'at al-Tween wa wada'at al-Deen. Rafa'at al-Tween, you have taken sand and made it so high with all your palaces, and you took Deen and Islam and put it right down. Rafa'at al-Tween wa wada'at al-Deen. Rafa'at al-Jas wa wada'at al-Nas. You have taken the cement and made it so high in your towers and palaces, and the divine text and the prophetic text that you have relegated and made all secondary, unimportant, Allah forbid. In kana min amwalik, if it is from your own wealth, O Harun Rashid, fa anta min al mubazirin, then you are squandering the wealth and you belong to the brothers of Shaitan, as enshrined in the Quran. Wa in kana min amwalin nas, and if it is the public be the money, then fa anta min al zalimin, then you are a zalim and an oppressor and a tenpot dictator. Fa baka Harun, Harun started weeping, crying. Look at this MBS, MBZ, total murtads, and remember, selling out Islam, selling out Masjid al-Aqsa, selling out Palestine, and they want honor. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِيمٍ. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, you can have zillion dollars, you still will be humiliated, and there'll be no honor for them. May Almighty Allah protect us from them. Amen. And they are cronies and comrades, these Salafi scholars, who are scholars for dollars, who have sold the deen of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
I've got Sister Abigail. She says, good morning to you and to the team of Ansar. What is the Islamic ruling for stealing? Is it not that a thief's hands should be chopped off? But why is it that we don't see this practice taking place in our Muslim society? Ustad, Sister Abigail.
Thank you, my sister Abigail. You see, when you study Islam, my sister Abigail, you should not study Islam selectively. You must study Islam holistically. So in Islam, if people are hungry and people are stealing and so forth, because it's like a war situation and so forth, then obviously that punishment will not apply. The penal code of Islam will not apply. So that is in a society where we have the true Islamic law. So I told you on several occasions, my sister, we have 57 or more Muslim countries, but we don't have a single Islamic country. So always draw the distinction. Muslim countries, majority of the people are Muslim. Islamic country, where the Islamic law is applied. I give you 2-3 easy examples. If there is fornication, then Quran says you must whip them and lash them 100 lashes. Azaniya to azani, fajlidu kulla wahidin min umamiyata jalda. Don't show them any compassion, and the punishment must be given to them in public. So remember, that is how Islam deals with it. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verses 2 and 3. Then you speak about theft, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 38. Almighty Allah states, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَخْتَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا. You must cut and amputate their hand from the wrist. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا. This must be the punishment for what they did. نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. This is a warning from Almighty Allah. So in Islam, my sister, for alcohol, we have 80 lashes in public. So all this we have, we must make few people examples and remember the whole society will come right. I am posing three questions to you, my sister Abigail, to stimulate your mind. South Africa today, our beautiful country, what is the biggest problem? Everybody will tell you criminality, corruption, stealing, looting, plundering, call it whatever you want. If you implement this punishment, the crooks who are found guilty, they hijacking, kidnapping, and we amputate their hand, what you think will happen? You must remember that in 1 week, 1 month, South Africa will be a safe society. But people are not prepared. Why? Because what will United Nations say? What will United States say? What will United Kingdom say? So that is where the Muslim countries are. They suffer from the inferiority complex and they think that the West is the best and white is right. That is why they can't do so. Look at Tunisia. They have President Kais there. 100% murtad shaitan out of the fold of Islam. He even said, must we keep Islam as the official religion? See, people and puppets like this, the West they like, because they can manipulate them. What you think the leader of Egypt is? The leaders of Saudi Arabia are Emirates, all tenpot dictators and puppets of the West and so forth. So that is first question. Second one, in Arabic, when I told you, you must study Islam holistically. Somebody comes to you, Abigail, and he cracks your finger, breaks your finger. Do you know how much that person has to pay for your one finger? He has to give you per finger 10 camels, over R1 million, R2 million per finger. So you must study Islam holistically. Al-yadul amina, thamina. Wa idha khanat, hanat. When a hand is honest, then it's very, very expensive. But when it steals and commit crime, then it becomes very, very cheap. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Everyone should be honest. Everyone should be God-fearing. And then you live in a safe society. Not a society that every 5 minutes you have to look behind your back. Is there anybody coming for hijacking, kidnapping, boom gates, alarms, and what we have to put, CC cameras and all these type of things here? Because we live in an abnormal society, because our constitution is based on human rights, not on divine rights. Therefore, when you have countries like that, then remember, it's not worth the paper on which is written. See South Africa, rape, murder, and what then what will go on? Gender violence, but there won't be no punishment as far as death penalty goes, as far as whipping and lashing goes. They say no human rights. Islamically, that type of human rights are not worth the paper on which is written.
Ustad, your good friend, Pustans, he says, AK, corruption, corruption, corruption. AK, they say if you can't beat them, then join them. Why AK Saudi Arabia? I thought that there was just one Islam, but money seems to be greater than any religion. My name is Pustan Ustad.
Yes, your name is Pustan. Where the bearings? So you remember, you get the Pustans and the bearings, so we must remember. I just told you, since when the Saudi rulers are Muslim? They're not even Muslim. They are murtad, apostate, traitors to Islam, the current leadership. So you must know that there's no Islamic country. They are Muslim countries, and all of them are bootlicking either the West or either Russia or either other countries, America, Israel, Europe, and so forth and so on. So they all suffer from a complex. Let me tell you one thing, Pistons. You see the rogue terrorist regime of Israel. The easiest way to destroy Israel is to remove every Arab country around them who is helping them and surrounding them. And then yesterday, day before yesterday, that you find Lapid meeting King Hussein. Hussein, King Abdullah. His father's name was King Hussein of Jordan. So what are they discussing? No, we must have this strategy and so forth. If you know, Pastor, I don't know how much you travel. I don't think you travel much in the world. But nevertheless, Pastor, if you've been to the land of Palestine, occupied Palestine, we say, I've been there 5 times, Jordan, I've been 6, 7 times. My brother, that if you've been to these places there, then you will know that these people here, they must adopt the policy which Israel tells them. If you go to Jordan, whatever the population is, half or more of the population are Palestinians. So that is how. So if you want to dismantle the apartheid regime of Israel, you have to dismantle all these Arab tenpot dictators first. Then only will you get justice. Remember that.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustad, that many Maulanas are corrupt like our government. Can we call such Maulanas directly by their names instead of saying Maulana so-and-so, Ustad, anonymous?
As long as you got, remember, concrete evidence is not based on a personal vendetta and your personal arguments and so forth. I relate to you one incident. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was born in the year 80. After Hijrah. He passes away in the year 150. I went to his Qabr Mubarak there in Iraq as well. All 4 Imams, alhamdulillah, I went. So the point I'm making, his greatest student is Imam Abu Yusuf. So one day he calls him and tells him, Ya Aba Yusuf, that you stayed here by me 17, 18 years. And he becomes the Qazi al-Quzad, the Chief Justice during the Abbasid dynasty, Khalifa Harun Rashid's time and so forth. So we find that he, the teacher, is giving advice to his beloved student and favorite student. When it comes to matters of dunya, worldly matters, and then people are not fair and so forth, so then you give them advice and so forth. But when it comes to matters of deen, of Islam and religion, and people are deliberately subverting Islam, people are deliberately turning the people, remember, showing them the wrong things, then it's your duty to name them and shame them. And if you want a reference of this, go open Al-Ashbah wal-Nazair of Ibn Nujaym and you will find it there. Therefore, we ourselves, we have no problem at all. As long as we have concrete evidence, we will name them, shame them, and expose them. So, but it must not be based on your own personal vendetta. It must be done for the love of Allah, to protect the deen of Allah, and promote the deen of Islam without being polluted and diluted.
I see you got a new listener, Ustad, by the name of Brother Charles. He says, you claiming that Christianity is a dying religion. So tell me, AK, if Adam and Eve never had any daughters, only 2 sons, Cain and Abel, where did Cain and Abel's wives come from, Ustad?
My brother Charles, one rectification. I did not say so. I quoted the BBC. I said, you Charles, you Pastors, you Abigail, all of you Christians, you must go to the documentaries, to the archives of the BBC, and go and see what the BBC survey shows. The rise of the crescent. You see, tomorrow evening after sunset, we will pray the Maghrib prayer and Salat, and thereafter we will go and scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. So the title they gave, the rise of the crescent, Islam is on the march, Islam is flourishing, and the decline and the fall of the cross, that is your crucifix, that is your symbol, Christianity. Christianity is a dead religion. The Pope has to go to Canada to apologize for what the priest and the pastors and the reverends did, giving all the children and boys a vaccine. You know what I mean with that, committing homosexuality. And every Pope has to come and go and apologize. And then the Roman Catholic Church says, if you want to become a priest, you must practice on celibacy. You want to become a nun, that she can't get married. Then you get the monk and the nun doing monkey business, my brother Charles. So now you want to know about Adam and Eve. Who told you that they only had two sons? So Almighty Allah teaches us in the Noble Quran, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, we all are the children of Adam. So how did human being and them multiply and increase? So go to chapter number 4, verse number 1, my brother Charles. Anything you want, you will find. Go to chapter 49, verse 13, and there you will find, Ya Yuhannas, Inna خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرِيُ وَأُنْسَى. O humankind, we created you from one male and one female, Adam and Eve, peace be upon them, right? وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ. We made you into different nations, different tribes, لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you recognize one another. Chapter 49, verse 13, chapter 4, verse 1. Now let's go on, Charles. When Adam and Eve, so now they would meet and so forth, conjugal relationship. There was a nikah, there was a marriage ceremony performed by Almighty Allah, solemnized by him. And he paid the mahar and he gave the marital gift. And that was salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then when she, Eve, gave birth, she would give birth to twins, one boy, one girl. And then next time she gives birth, again a set of twins, one boy, one girl. So the first set of twins, so the boy there will marry the girl from the second one. And then they would continue like that. At that time that was permissible. So that is how the population increased and so forth. So therefore we say that the Sharia and divine code were developing and evolving all the time, till the time came of Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu Allah alayhi sallam, with the final constitution, the Quran Sharif, and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the elaboration, explanation, exposition of the Quran Sharif, and that is what we present to the world. It is the best, and we have to share it with the rest. So we need to study properly, my brother Charles, not with one eye. One eye is the jal. You see, on the dollar, they got one eye, and turn the dollar, they say, in God we trust. That is how they use the masses and make them asses.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, two more questions, inshallah. Somebody says here, can I have Zahir, the attorney's number? Our agent says he's not afraid of him and he can challenge him in court. Our agent is arrogant and he says, you can tell Mufti AK he doesn't have any proof. Ustad.
So I didn't go for Hajj. So you must remember, we sent out Zahir Umar's letter the other day, that one person, according to them, he swindled millions. So all the details are there. If any one of you want, you must remember Zahir Umar, the attorney's number, or you want his son's number, Hafiz Abu Bakr Umar, and he's an advocate. He even beat his father in academic qualifications, experiences with the father. So gladly we will furnish you with the numbers. We don't even know who the agent is. We are here for justice. We are here for this. So yes, you paid 100,000, 300,000, half million to the agent and so forth. So, and he did not deliver. My advice, take him to court, take him to the attorneys, 100%. Remember that we must always help the mazloom, the oppressed people. And people are arrogant, so remember that's a sign of their defeat. So it's nothing to do with me. Millions, thousand people ask us for advice, Muslim, non-Muslim, we are there to give them the advice. So you contact me, send me a WhatsApp 071-888-1184. I will just forward that letter to you, and you can contact them. It's between you and Zahir Umar or his son Hafiz Abu Bakr, the advocate, and then you explain to them everything, and in that way there you sort it out. But my advice will be, what is owed to you, you must demand your refund. You must name them and shame them. That is what I believe in, and that is what Quran Sharif and Sunnah teaches us. When people commit crimes habitually and persistently.
Good morning to you, AK. I am one of the Roman Catholic bishops. I know Ibrahim Anderson, a young man, intelligent and hard worker. I do personally appreciate him. Kindly pass this message to him. For indeed, I have try to call him, but can't get hold of him. My message to him is, you have done enough damage to our church. You caused a division amongst people. The day you announced in the church of you joining Islam, in the sight of 6,700 Christians, and you caused a mass division. You are nothing but a loser and a transgressor. Come back to Christianity, or paradise is not for you. Ustad, Roman Catholic Bishop.
My brother, the Bishop of the Roman Catholic Church, so now you are listening to us, and then you give a message to Ibrahim Anderson. The man announced in front of 6,000-7,000 people in the church that he is leaving Christianity and is embracing Islam, and then he becomes the ambassador of Islam. So many people he brings into the fold of Islam. Be honest, Bishop, with yourself, that are you burning with jealousy? That do you know deep down that your Christianity is not the truth? I'll give you all the evidence now. But between you and Ibrahim Anderson, so you are telling him he must come back to Christianity. But what will you say of the thousands of other Christians who have left Christianity, and we give them nothing? We don't offer them money, we don't offer them women, we don't offer them any perks. We say you have to do so for the love of Almighty Allah, for the love of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you, Bishop, who called us, and you complaining of our brother Ibrahim Anderson, Allah reward him, our brother Ibrahim Anderson.
Amen.
So you, Bishop, I want to ask you three questions. One, you know now there's Pope Francis. Who was before him? Pope Benedict. You know what Pope Benedict said? He said it in German. He said, this Christianity is not correct, it's false. And they said that Islam is the right religion. So what they did, first time in over 600 years, they made the Pope resign. And they said that no, that there was too much pedophilia and so forth. Do you expect us to buy that story? Go see the true story regarding Pope Benedict. Two, you say people must come to Christianity. Which Bible they going to believe in? You got so many Bibles and versions of the Bible that, remember, the virgins are confused. You say Ibrahim Anderson already brought a split in your church, but you had a split for centuries. You got Catholics there, and then you got Protestants, then you got Anglicans, then you got Lutherans, you got 101 there. So which Christianity are you talking about, Bishop? Third one, Bishop, you must be honest about this, Bishop. Which is your holiest church and place? I've been there as well. In occupied Palestine, you have the Holy Sepulchre, where you Christians believe that Jesus was buried in the tomb and so forth. So all that we reject as Muslims. So 1099 Gregorian calendar to 1187, 88 years ruled by the Crusaders, by the Christians. And then Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just, liberates it. You Christians told Saladin that take the key of the Holy Sepulchre, and we will have Skopskit and Donner. We will fight among ourselves. You are a man of justice. From 1187, Bishop, till now, your holiest church, the keys are still in the hands of the Muslim. What you say now, and CNN carried it, go study their documentaries. So then you will find. So 832, 9, inshallah, is Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mawlana Zaid. Then we'll have Mawlana Zaid and myself, and 11 to 12 we discuss Muharram and related issues. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir. Barakallahu fiqh. And now Brother Uwais with the news, and then Fajr Adhan, then Mawlana Khalid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.